That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.
Five Calls says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Is 46 years old too old to be having a birthday party at a bowling alley with all your friends?
Don't be a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm curious what people have to say about this. And not like, it's cute. He could do what he wants. It's so fun. If you were invited by somebody to a birthday party for 46 years old at a bowling alley, would you be like, what is this? Do I really have to go to it? Can't we just go out to dinner or something?
You know what?
Or would you be into it?
I'm just going to stop right here right now and say that you're all wrong. You're coming at this all wrong, all right? Mm-hmm. First off, you're trying to tell people what to say when you're asking them to say what it is that their opinion is about the situation, which is, would they like to go to a bowling party, happy birthday party, all right? So you're telling them, don't call up and say it's cute or whatever. What if that's their first instinct, that it is super cute, that they would like to wear a funny hat and go to a bowling alley and try and bowl the game of their life versus me, the birthday boy, on that time. And by the way, bowling alley birthday party, cost effective too. All right. Now, there's reasons why I have selected bowling for my birthday party over the last couple of years, Anna Zapp, and it's because it's sandwiched between Christmas and New Year's. Everybody is kind of spent after those days, right? You know, you're tired. You're going from one thing to the next. So it's a lot to ask of people to show up at that time. So you want something that's casual, that's fun, and gets you involved. And of course, I'm super competitive. So there's always got to be some sort of competitive thing going on at one of my events.
I have questions about your birthday party bowling alley thing.
Okay.
Do you pay for everybody to bowl?
We do not pay for everybody to bowl.
So you're not treating them to something. You're just inviting them, and they have to pay for their own bowling.
Yeah, they're not 9 years old. I mean, I don't require them to bring a gift either, but yes.
Do they bring gifts?
A couple do. A couple do. A couple friends, like I had a friend brought me a mini video game, and then, you know, other friends will typically bring me some booze or whatever, but they all have jobs. So they can pay for their bowling. Yep.
All right. Do you have to wear party hats, and is there a cake with candles?
We have had a cake. Did not have a cake this time. Party hats have been involved before as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, it's kind of an athletic endeavor, so you don't want to get too sweaty or anything like that. Plus, I hate the feeling of that elastic string around the gizzard. It's no good.
Have you ever thought that maybe you should go to a trampoline park for another year, or maybe one of those places where you have to paint by number?
So what you're doing is saying that I never have. So you're ruling that out already, but I have considered a trampoline park. And I believe that some painting or some sort of sculpting has been underway before. But, you know, the problem with group painting is it can get a little tense.
You know, I think that the big question we have, and again, Five Calls says it all, 1-800-330-9999. Do you age out of these activity parties? Because I don't want to sound like, I know I sound like Downey, Debbie Downer, like 100%. I get it. But I just think that there comes a point where, I don't know, you celebrate with your husband, your wife, your close family, your friends, and like you're really close friends.
Yeah, that's called retirement. Yeah.
But to have like a bowling birthday party for 46 years old, to me, seems a little bit excessive. But maybe I'm wrong.
You're right. I should have sat at home in a room by myself with one or two other people and just been sad.
How many people were invited to your birthday party this year?
10 people came. My wife might have invited a couple others. I think a couple couples couldn't make it with us this year.
Or they just didn't want to.
Well, you know what? There's a couple couples that have been invited over the last couple of years, and they always say they're going to come, and they haven't. And my wife and I talked about it. They're not going to be on the list for next year, to tell you the truth. I'm being bumped.
1-800-330-9999. Five Calls says it all. What do you think? Is Raven too old to be having a kid's birthday party? Five Calls says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Is Raven too old to be having a kid's birthday party? 46 years old, invited all his friends to go bowling with him, and he does it every single year. I just I think it's funny. At what point do you just keep inviting your friends for birthday parties? Just, I don't know. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here, but I feel like it a little bit.
Yeah, because that's exactly who you're being. My friends love the bowling party. We always say when we're playing that night, everybody's like, this is so much fun. How come we don't do this more often? We're going to do this more often. And then nobody ever plans it because we all lead busy lives. So we end up bowling again on my birthday every single year. And you know
what?
I've got friends that look forward to it.
All those friends, do they have birthday parties every single year that you go to?
Let me think here.
So the answer
I'm going
is no.
Through all 10 of them in my head. Hold on. Excuse me. At least a couple of them.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I mean, they've got better placed birthday parties. As far as like the time of the calendar that they line up for them, it works better.
Five calls says it all. What do you think? Raven too old for a kid's birthday party? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Absolutely not. Dinner is boring. Who wants to go out to dinner? I'd rather go do something. I'd rather go axe throwing, go bowling, go do something fun. If I'm going to spend money, I want to do something.
Thank you for your support. You know what? I ruled out dinner. So we used to do dinner and then bowling or whatever after. And I was like, you know what? Why? All right. It's always a pain making sure everybody gets there on time. The meals come out correctly or whatever. And then you're full when you leave. Forget that. Like, why do I have to do that?
Plus, you get to interact much more when you're actually doing something together versus sitting at opposite ends of a table with 10 couples.
All right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Five calls says it all. Is Raven too old to have a kid's birthday party?
Absolutely not. I had my 50th at a bowling alley with my children, my cousins, and my brother.
But a 50th is a milestone. That's different. I feel like milestone birthdays you can have celebrations.
It's a lot of fun.
Hey, you know what? Every year I'm alive is a milestone, right? I mean, who's she to decide which year is going to be more special?
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Five calls says it all. Is Raven too old to be having bowling party birthdays?
Totally not. I'm 50. I've had bowling alley parties so many times. My birthday's Christmas Eve, so the best place to go is someplace where everybody can relax, have fun. The kids enjoy it because there's kids that are always involved. So it's just a great place to chill when everybody else has so much stuff going on, like Raven says, with Christmas and New Year's. We wear the party hats, cake, the whole nine. People pay their own way, and everyone's happy.
I don't know about you, buddy, but sometimes the bowling alley near my house, sometimes it's on Groupon, too. Look at
that.
Right? And right. Groupon still exists.
Yes. Google. Don't ask much.
That's right.
We buy our own gifts.
But you're not going to buy a Groupon for everybody, just yourself.
No.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Five calls says it all. What do you think? Raven's too old to have a kid's birthday party?
Definitely not. I had an escape room party for my 40th birthday.
40th? We're talking about milestones, though.
I mean, again, what is the difference between 40 and 46? Like, I'm alive. Celebrate the fact that I'm still alive. I mean, what are you talking about? I gotta wait till I'm 50 to do a bowling party again. What are you talking about?
Yes.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
No. We wanted to do an axe throwing party for my husband's 43rd or 44th?
No, I'm sorry, 44th. Ma'am. You're not allowed to do anything fun for his 44th. At 44, you just have to sit home and sulk. That's what Anna would prefer. Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna. Five calls says it all. What do you think? Is Raven too old to be having a kid's birthday party?
I think kid's birthday party is a little immature of a name. I think, like, you know, birthday gathering. I'm all for bowling 100%, so...
That settles it, Anna. My happiness is no longer under your dictatorship. I can have a bowling party whatever I want.
All right.
I'll never invite you. Never.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.